News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Okay, 4:25 p.m., I have said that I was going to get to this. Let me get to it now. All right, story off of Newsweek, yesterday, January 17th, 2022. Title of the article, Do Cloth Masks Work Against COVID? New CDC mask guidelines explained. Okay. Now, by the way, keep in mind, if you are going to go anywhere, like on a plane or, you know, to a restaurant in Washington, D.C., or, you know, to a gym in New York City or whatever, many places are still doing mask mandates. Now, remember, they follow the science. Science! They got to follow the science. It's important. Got to follow the science. I have seen, how many times have you seen it? How many times have you seen the President of the United States, the leader, I say that euphemistically, but the leader of free world, with what looks like a pair of underwear hanging off of his ear? He does that. You know, it's like he'll talk, he'll take it down, he'll let it hang on one ear. Which, by the way, I hate that. You know, I'll just go ahead and tell you right now. If you're going to take the mask off, take the mask off. It's not a face decoration. It's not an extra earring. It's not designed, you know, it's not like a coat hanger. Take it off. But nonetheless, it's a cloth mask, right? Special cloth mask. I believe it has a symbol or the monogrammed image of the seal of the presidency on it. Story from Newsweek, dated yesterday, quote, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention updated its mask-wearing advice over the weekend, that's this past weekend, to clarify that some masks are more effective at preventing the spread of COVID than others and that people should wear the most protective mask you can. What are they saying? Well, first of all, they removed their concerns to supply shortages of the N95 masks, though it continues to advise that those are surgical and should be reserved for healthcare personnel. Then it also states, loosely woven cloth masks provide the lowest level of protection that respirator masks that are approved by the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, provide the highest level of protection. So they went on to say, do cloth masks work? Well, it's been a topic of debate. Obviously, it's notes in the article. And it goes on to say that some studies show cloth masks are able to reduce oral contaminants, they call it. But cloth masks are not very effective. And then it goes on to say different studies that have reviewed this. And so in any case, the CDC, despite its updated guidance, is maintaining that any mask is better than no mask. Are you hearing this? Okay, so what we just had there was basically like this whole recapitulation. So first of all, the Biden administration, the President of the United States, goes on the air wearing his cloth mask and saying he's going to send us billions of rapid tests. I just gave you two articles in a row that say now cloth masks are not deemed advisable because they're not the best. And oh, by the way, the rapid tests are not that reliable. I look at this and go, what is happening? What should we believe? Oh, my goodness. All right, folks. I'm not even going to get to the rest of the stuff that I've got in the triple dipper section titled They Moving the Goalposts. I had other stuff. I couldn't even get to all my stuff today because they moved so many goalposts. That's why. Both sides of the field, the other stadium down the road, all the fields are moving the goalposts. They're trying to. Don't let it happen. Not on my watch. Not going to happen, folks. I'm just saying. Right now, all you right side ruffians, brace yourself because they are mad that they have had such a bad week. They're going to do everything they can now to regain territory in the state, in your localities. I've got the mayor of Birmingham right now trying to ping me on Twitter, and I'm going to ping him right back. That's where we're at. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right time now, 4:36 p.m., moving into that go-home time. all that traffic starting to kick up out there. You guys be safe when you get on the road. But I know some of y'all are already thinking, man, I gotta head to the house and just enjoy the evening. And I hope you get home and find that the heat is still working. But let me tell you, if you have an issue, you know, please God, and if you have an issue, just know this. One of our newest team members is Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning. Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning. They serve Huntsville, Madison, all the surrounding areas. And Vandy's, I like to say, they're like your one-stop shop for all your HVAC repairs, whether gas or electric, all right? And they're open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday. That's pretty cool. So if it goes out on a Friday, you can still get somebody there on the weekend so you're not freezing by the time Monday comes and you have to go back to work. The guys at Vandy's, too, they specialize in giving you like a free estimate when they come out, and they're not going to try to upsell you on things you don't need. They're an owner-operated, veteran-owned business. James Vandergriff, the owner of the business, he's a veteran of Afghanistan himself, and I appreciate that like you have no idea. And after serving his country in uniform, he's now serving his community, providing quality care and service for all of your HVAC needs. This is Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning I'm talking about, right here in our area. Call them today, 256-225-7311. 256-225-7311. Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning. Tell them you heard it on Right Side Radio. And I'll tell you too, folks, by the way, if you ever hear me, you know, talking about one of my team members, the folks that sponsor this show, and you're like, okay, what was that phone number? I missed the last digit. You all hear me talk about rightsideradio.org, our website. Well, if you go to rightsideradio.org, there's Vandy's and all the others. Their logos are right there on the page as sponsors of the show. Click on them. It takes you right to their page. So you'll find them. Don't worry. But yeah, we're glad to have Vandy's part of the team. Moving into the last segment here, I will tell you this. He may have just responded. Let's see. So Mayor Randall Woodfin is aggravated that I would dare to say, well, nope, that was just one of our fans that joined the fact that I'm pinging the mayor back. So yeah, if you didn't see it, 1819news.com is one of the places, and the Trustful Tribune, by the way, are one of the places that publishes a weekly op-ed by me. This time, the op-ed was patterned off of one of the things that I did last week in my monologue. Titled it now, "When Our Mayors and Governor Choose to Ignore the Law." Mayor Randall Woodfin is one of the examples I gave, because Mayor Randall Woodfin of Birmingham has chosen to just basically say, I'm not going to be enforcing crimes related to marijuana. Just no, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. I'm not spending resources on it. And oh, by the way, I'm going to do blanket exonerations of all those convictions. So all those arrests and convictions in municipal court, he, being the chief executive, decided, I don't care what the law is. I don't care about the legislature. I'm like Joe Biden. I can do executive orders. I can do whatever I want. And so the mayor of Birmingham chose to do what he calls pardons for progress, where he just did a blanket exoneration and made it very clear, if you convict anybody of these crimes that I don't agree with, then I'm going to just go ahead and set them free and wipe their record out. Well, so I wrote this piece called "When Mayors and Governors Choose to Ignore the Laws." It's on Twitter right now, posted by the Trustful Tribune. Mayor Randall Woodfin has now come back and says he will not be lectured to by the likes of me. Because as a former state senator, all I did was lower unemployment benefits, protect racist monuments, and build more prisons. To which I just responded, by the way, I said, well, the mayor who chooses to ignore the law wants to question why he's questioned. Mayor, how about coming on the show and tell the world why the law should not be enforced? I'll let you know if I get a response. All right, last section of the show that I'm going to do. Had a tragic set of events this past weekend. You probably heard about it. A Jewish synagogue in a small town called Colleyville, Texas, which is right outside of Fort Worth, that had a man came in on a Saturday service and basically took four people hostage, to include the rabbi, and was demanding, by the way, the release of an Al-Qaeda terrorist named Aifa Siddiqui, who is a Pakistani woman convicted back in 2010 on charges that she was planning to shoot U.S. military officers in Afghanistan. Her nickname is Lady Al-Qaeda. So this guy takes these hostages And if you didn't already hear, I'll go ahead and give you the end of the story. First of all, it was a 12-hour hostage ordeal. One of the hostages either escaped or was released at some point about 5 hours into it. The others were held for another 7 hours. In the end, SWAT went into the building and took out the hostage taker, and all the hostages were freed without harm or injury. And that's just an amazing thank you to the men and women in blue who do the things that are necessary to keep our society safe. And that was an example of law enforcement really, really doing their job so well. FBI, not so much. FBI didn't quite have their act together. FBI didn't know what to say. Democrats didn't know what to say. Starting with a story off of Fox News that literally is not a story about something that could have been, is a story about what was said. When the Democrat Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel suggested that it was probably a white supremacist. No, it wasn't. They needed that narrative. It fits. That's what Joe Biden's been telling us. Domestic terrorism, extremism, in the ranks of our military even. It's the most important thing out there. It's what the FBI has got to focus on. Like, you know, like going to a school board meeting and speaking up. What are you thinking? Well, surely it had to be. It was very likely white supremacy. No, it wasn't. Turns out that what they had here was a foreign national who flew in from England and somehow got his visa, even though he has a criminal record in England that would have normally prevented that kind of travel, who was known to be someone with extremist views, who came there for the sole purpose of conducting some type of anti-Semitic event like what he did with his hostage situation at a synagogue. Story off of townhall.com. Townhall.com headline, "Why the Media is About to Run Away from the Texas Synagogue Hostage Story." And that's exactly right. I think you're starting to see it already. The group of hostages were being held by the man who was demanding the release of a federal prisoner being held in North Texas. By the way, that's one of the reasons, if you're wondering why Texas, why he flew into New York apparently. Why'd he go to Texas? Well, this lady Al-Qaeda is being held in a federal prison just outside of Fort Worth. So he goes to Texas and takes these hostages, demands the release of this federal prisoner they refer to as Lady Al-Qaeda. And the FBI, though, when it gave its press release, or its first press conference, they could not say that the motive was in some way anti-Semitic. What was their actual quote? Where'd it go? I believe they said, "We cannot say that it was targeted at the Jewish community." What? It's a synagogue. Well, you know, according to the Democrats in Michigan, it might have been white supremacy. No. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I think he was of Pakistani descent. His name is Malik Faisal Akram. He's a Muslim. And by the way, don't confuse what I'm about to say. I know that not all Muslims feel this way. In fact, the 99.99% of them don't. And there have been a number of Muslim organizations that have come out and condemned his acts. However, he was an Islamic extremist, and this does not fit the narrative. And I do agree with the writer here at townhall.com. I think the mainstream media is bailing on this story as fast as they can. Malik Faisal Akram, it says in here, was, he was not Amish, not at all. He was a liberal, Islamic extremist. And the liberal media, it says, cannot outright condemn radical Islam. And it goes on to talk about the fact that Joe Biden finally had to admit this was terror. But some other things came out. Number one was Joe Biden immediately wanted to talk about gun control. Why? Well, the man had a gun. Oh, okay. How did he get it? Did he go through a background check and buy it at a gun store? No, we have no idea. He was a criminal. He was a foreign national. He flew into New York 2 weeks ago. He somehow got a gun between, you know, point A and point B. But President Joe Biden, according to Breitbart, dated yesterday, Joe Biden admits more gun control would not have stopped the synagogue attacker. You think? President Joe Biden took questions on Saturday's Texas synagogue attack and suggested that more gun control would not have stopped the attacker. He first began to comment, and his comments were something along the line of basically he purchased the weapon on the street. I don't know. I don't know whether he purchased it from an individual in a homeless shelter or something. That's where he was. I don't know. But there's too many guns being sold. I'm paraphrasing slightly now. In fact, the quote is, the guns are, we should be, the idea of background checks are critical. But you can't stop something like this if someone's on the street buying something from somebody else on the street. What you just described there, Mr. President, was potentially criminal activity. The criminals are not the ones to worry about with, the law-abiding citizens are not the ones to worry about with the guns. It's the criminals. And when you outlaw the ability of law-abiding citizens to have firearms, all you do is make it time for the criminals to know that they cannot be held to account or stopped. I'm telling you right now, a bad guy with a gun often gets stopped by a good guy with a gun. All right, story on Breitbart again, January 17th, yesterday. The brother of the Texas synagogue terrorist reveals that his brother Akram had a criminal record and questions why he was even given a visa. Yeah, so the brother of Malik Faisal Akram, the person who held four people hostage for 12 hours in a synagogue in Texas, his name is Gulbar Akram, and he said his brother has a long history of mental health issues, and he said he's known to police. He's got a criminal record. How was he allowed to get a visa and acquire a gun? I wonder how long it'll be before someone in the mainstream media is willing to ask Jen Psaki that in a press conference. I need to look and make sure. I don't know that she hadn't been asked already, but I'll be honest with you. I am not holding my breath for this to be a narrative picked up by the mainstream media. Yeah. The Muslim Council of Britain did come out and condemn this. And initially, apparently, his home mosque put a very somewhat insensitive and slightly inflammatory statement on their Facebook page, but they quickly took it down and apologized. So like I said, the Muslim community didn't back this, but nonetheless, it happened. And it didn't fit the narrative, and it looks like the press is about to bail on it. All right, I may wrap this up in a second. Right now, we got to run to a break, wrap up the show here for the last few minutes. Phil Williams, 4:48 p.m. on Tuesday. Woo, January 18th, 2022. Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Plenty more where that came from. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Yes, indeed. Hey, by the way, Just Love Coffee Cafe. I'm saying I saved this one for last because I know Just Love Coffee Cafe is something you might be thinking of on your way home. As you're going home and you're thinking, what am I doing for dinner? Or for that matter, back at work tomorrow, going to be stopping in on the way in to get a bite or to get a cup of coffee as I come into work. I want to suggest to you that you check out Just Love Coffee Cafe. Two locations, Hughes Road in Madison and the other location on South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. They're open first thing in the morning. They're still open right now for dinner. You can order breakfast, lunch, and dinner food all day long. And their food is amazing. And their coffee, woo! Well, it is called Just Love Coffee Cafe. And listen, they've got all of the best roasts. They can grind the beans for you. They can give you a fresh, hot, steaming cup of you know, amazing black coffee. Or you can do the cappuccino, the macchiatos, the lattes, the espressos, all of those things. Plus, they have a few signatures you might want to check out. A few very signature drinks there. Hot and cold, by the way. Check them out. Just Love Coffee Cafe. Two locations. One on Hughes Road in Madison and the other on South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. All right, we're down to the wire. I will tell you this. Wrapping up that segment there about the story they don't want you to know, the Texas synagogue that had the hostages taken over the weekend, it did end well. It did end well, and I praise God for that. Everybody, the four hostages, including the rabbi, were all rescued. One of them apparently either escaped or was released at some point early or about halfway through, actually, of the 12-hour hostage situation. But the other three were rescued by a SWAT team going in and taking out. They killed the hostage taker, who was a foreign national from England, an Islamic extremist named Malik Faisal Akram. Now, Malik Faisal Akram apparently had a history within the UK courts. He was actually banned because of his rants and for saying that he wished he had been on one of the planes during 9/11. What does that tell you? But the thing that got people so irritated on top of this was that the FBI's initial statements seem to indicate that they did not want to dare call out anything related to Islamic extremism. At a news conference, story here on Fox, at a news conference, oh, I forgot to rattle the paper, story here at Fox. After the hostages were released, FBI special agent in charge Matt DiSarno said, quote, "The Texas synagogue hostage takers' demands were specifically focused on issues not connected to the Jewish community." Why would he bother saying that? Why would he even say that? What he was trying to say was, it's not anti-Semitism. It's not Islamic radicalism. It's not those things that defeat the narrative. Well, the point being made now by Jewish leaders is, quote, "If the law enforcement community does not understand what's going on, they're not going to be able to address the fallout from this." And they point out that they don't believe that the FBI's comments were a mere slip-up, that it's symptomatic of a widespread failure with certain law enforcement to understand the problems of anti-Semitism and anti-Zionism. That's the feelings of Jewish leaders. However, I will say this. Story on the Washington Examiner, dated yesterday afternoon. The FBI came back and reversed its position and put out an official statement that said, quote, "This is a terrorism-related matter in which the Jewish community was targeted and is being investigated by the Joint Terrorism Task Force." You see, when they classify it certain ways, it has different levels of investigation. It brings in different assets. It brings in different task forces. And so now the FBI, having gotten a backhand from the Jewish leaders, have recognized they cannot say that, and they have to give it what it was, because the narrative apparently was overridden by the facts, finally. It is a terrorism-related matter, and the Joint Terrorism Task Force will now be investigating. All right, folks, what a great day. I mean, I love the days when I am struggling to get through all the content that I have for you. That means we got stuff. We had breaking news. We have politicians reacting, liberal politicians reacting to things that we say. And we're going to be back here tomorrow doing more of the same. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. I love my job. This is so awesome. You coming up next, you got the great one, Mark Levin. Copper and I back here tomorrow, too. You have a great night.